You are tuned in to Hustle Cannabis with your host, What is going on, everybody? Long time no talk. Hope you all are doing well. It has been a decent amount of time since I've put out an actual podcast slash episode here on Anchor, and I figured why not? You know, I gotta keep this thing going. I've been focusing a lot on YouTube and Instagram and a few other different platforms and working on the farm, but I'll have to admit, still, my favorite way to consume content is through audio. I'm just an audio kind of guy, and I know there's a lot of you guys and gals out there as well who love audio content. So before I get into the news, I just wanted to kind of update you guys on my journey into the cannabis industry and kind of where I want to bring this whole Hustle Cannabis brand to eventually. I got this idea recently of turning Hustle Cannabis into an actual community, and I think I would do this through Facebook, you know, make a group on there and then kind of direct most of my social media traffic to that group. I mean, I have a website as well, but I feel like it's just smart to build on top of platforms because they've already done the work for you and there's already an audience. But anyway, Hustle Cannabis, a community focused on creating professional and personal relationships within the cannabis community. I'd love to hear your thoughts on this. Is it worth, you know, turning that route and going on that way, or should I keep Hustle Cannabis as like my personal brand? Because I do a lot of photography and actually document my process into the industry through video and through this podcast. So should I keep it more of like a personal brand thing or turn into a community? You know, what do you guys think? I'd love to hear your thoughts. Besides that, I'll give you a quick rundown on what's going on the farm and my future and how it's looking right now. We are moving right into harvest very smoothly. We have already harvested about half of one depot, and that's about 25, maybe 30 plants, which could be anywhere from 50 to 100 pounds. So that's really exciting. This is the first time that I am getting to see the harvesting process of growing. So definitely really intrigued there. I will be documenting that in video format on my YouTube if you guys want to stay up to date. But so that's been really cool. It's been really hot out this last week, so we're watering constantly. Like I said, we have over 1,800 plants, so it's pretty time consuming. But yeah, so everything on the farm is going well. And as far as my personal life goes, I'm going to be going back to school in about a month for business. And honestly, at this point in my life, with this little side hustle I have going on and the job that I have, I really wouldn't choose to go back to school if I didn't have my GI Bill to use. So how the GI Bill works is they not only pay for your tuition, but they pay you a monthly housing stipend depending on your zip code, and mine's sitting at about $1,500 to $1,600 a month. So I really can't turn that down. Plus, education is always good. I want to stay in the business that I'm in, and I figured a business degree will help, so why not? But that pretty much wraps up where I'm at right now. I've definitely been wanting to move more towards putting out daily content, whether that's on here or YouTube, but I really want to try to squeeze out as much as I can while I still have the time to do so before school starts, because I will still be working on the farm part-time, and I think it'll just be a little bit more difficult to push out as much content as I am right now, even though my audio game has been slacking. But yeah, so anyways, now it's time to move on to cannabis news. Here we go. So the first article I want to touch on is titled Cannabis Website Herb Raises $4.1 million. Now this article really hits home with me because I am both involved in digital media with my Instagram and such, and also the cannabis industry. I'm looking to actually create a digital media cannabis company. So this is pretty cool for me. I'll go ahead and start reading this for you. Herb.com is announcing today that it has raised $4.1 million in seed funding through a number of different venture capital firms. Of those, they include Let me see here. Scrolling. Liquid Tooth Ventures, the firm led by football legend Joe Montana, and Shopify CEO Toby Lutke, I believe I'm pronouncing that right, and the Shopify COO. So this is pretty cool, guys. These are big names. Quote, during our research into the cannabis industry, it became clear to both myself and our team at Liquid Tooth Ventures that Herb, in all caps, was the most professionally run business for relevant, informative cannabis content, Montana said in the funding announcement. I think Hustle Cannabis has it beat. Nah, maybe one day down the road. Anyway, Herb's articles and videos cover the latest cannabis-related news with plenty of how-to and educational content. Don't listen to this guy, just come to me for that. The site started as something called The Stoner's Cookbook before it was acquired and rebranded by Gray in 2015. Since then, the company has grown to 200 million video views per month. Oh man, please. One day, reaching 5.3 million unique viewers according to Tubular. Wow, that's really impressive. I had no idea that Herb was that big. They might be bigger than High Times. And while Herb currently looks like a digital media business, we don't see, this is what Gray said by the way, we don't see ourselves as just a website. We were always setting out to build a technology platform. Gray compared the company to Uber and Airbnb. Oh come on, everybody does that nowadays. We're the such and such of Uber, we're the Uber of such and such, we're the Airbnb, okay whatever. Both in the sense that they're an intermediary between consumers and service providers, and because they've had to fight some big legal battles along the way. He said Herb will respect local laws around cannabis sales, but at the same time, I think these laws are changing. It's about time, and as they change, Herb wants to be there, he said. To be clear, Herb is still a ways off from launching a marketplace business, but Gray said that the site is adding new features that bring it closer to that goal, like creating detailed profiles of local dispensaries. Come on, Leafly's got you beat. Leafly.com, people, check them out. There's a very real stigma that exists around cannabis today, and our viewpoint on things here at Herb is that yesterday's social stigmas become tomorrow's social norms. I like it. He added, we're trying to present the best face that we can for this industry and bring cannabis into the mainstream. Okay, love that. Absolutely love that quote. I am super stoked about this news. This is just one step closer to making cannabis a normal, everyday substance like alcohol. Because it is, people. It's less harmful than alcohol. Everybody knows it. Okay? It may not be always good for you, quote unquote, but there's no way it should be illegal or made taboo. Okay? So this is fantastic, especially for me since I'm in the industry. But once again, like I always say, I would love to hear what you guys have to say about this. Call in. We can start a discussion going. And for all my podcast listeners, you really need to get on Anchor. You're slacking. Anchor is the bomb diggity. My Anchor fam, we're tight. We're tight like the KT Nation. Shout out to KT. Anyway, Herb is a fantastic company. I've read tons of their articles. I use their website every day. Well, actually, no, I shouldn't say every day. At least 2 to 3 times a week, I'm on their site looking stuff up or reading. It's definitely a really solid company, and I'm happy for them. Very happy for them, and I'm happy for the cannabis community. All right, on to our next news story. That's right. We are doing 2 news stories in this episode. This article is coming directly from Forbes.com, and if you know anything about business, Forbes is a huge name. But the article isn't necessarily about business, unless maybe you're in the pharmaceutical industry, but it is titled, Why Marijuana Compounds Could Eventually Replace Anti-Anxiety Meds. Once again, another article that really hits home. I have a lot of friends with anxiety. I have mild anxiety myself. I have family members who take Xanax regularly. I have family members who take Klonopin regularly. So like if there could be a natural alternative to these substances, or not necessarily natural, but a healthier alternative, less addictive, that would be fantastic. I'm sure if you've listened to my show, you've heard me giving anecdotal evidence from numerous people about how CBD, cannabidiol, one of the compounds in cannabis, is very effective at relieving anxiety. But let me go ahead and read some of this article for you. Research into the potential medical uses of marijuana compounds continues apace. Among the most recent, a study delved into why marijuana is an effective stress reducer. While not conclusive on their own, the results contribute to a longer-term possibility that marijuana compounds may turn out to be more effective and safer in alleviating anxiety than prescription anxiety meds. Very cool. I'm excited. Ooh, okay, here we go. The recent study focused on marijuana's potency in reducing the stress response in regular users. Stress was measured by tracking cortisol amounts in study participants' saliva. Cortisol, the stress hormone, is a reliable indicator of stress. Higher or lower amounts correlate closely with a person's response to a stressful situation. The study compared the stress response of a group of daily marijuana users to a group of non-users. Sorry, I just had this funny image in my head of all these stoned people just like, what, man? I don't even give a shit, dude. Anyway, the results were consistent. Regular users had a blunted response to acute stress. In effect, their internal stress engines had been turned down by regular exposure to marijuana. Carrie Cutler, study co-author and clinical assistant professor of psychology, said, "To the best of our knowledge, this is the first study that examined the effects of acute stress on salivary cortisol levels." Salivary? Yeah. In chronic cannabis users compared to non-users. While we are not at a point where we are comfortable saying whether this muted stress response is a good thing or a bad thing, our work is an important first step in investigating potential therapeutic benefits of cannabis at a time when its use is spreading faster than ever before. Huh, okay. The comment that this result is too preliminary to be called a good or bad thing is well taken. I mean, it does make a lot of sense. I understand that. Let me go on to see here down here. Okay, anyway, so talking about the other drugs that people use for these disorders, benzodiazepines, the most commonly used prescription for anxiety disorders. These drugs affect GABA levels in your brain. I've also talked about this on the show before. The meds are effective at quickly delivering what users are seeking, an anxiety-extinguishing calmness. But that benefit comes at a cost. Tolerance to benzodiazepines, including Xanax and Klonopin, builds rapidly, requiring a user to take more and more of the meds to get the same effect. It doesn't take long to develop a dependency that may not end. Literally, I have family members that have been on these medications for over 10 to 15 years. Instead of going through the well-documented hell of getting off these meds, many users choose to stay on them indefinitely. In addition, benzo side effects, fatigue, disorientation, and mental fogginess, among others, are notoriously difficult to manage while trying to make it through the day. And overdose potential for benzos is also high, accounting for thousands of deaths in the US every year. So needless to say, this is a very, very good article and study, and I'm very happy to hear about it. Have you guys ever had anxiety? Have you had to deal with it? Do you have family members who take these medications or who have panic attacks, anything like that? Once again, another great topic to call in about, but I am about to hit my anchor time limit. So that is going to be it for the news today. Also, one thing I forgot to tell you guys. I am not only just growing cannabis now for the company that I work for, but I have been moved into a minor sales role, and I'm going to be helping them with marketing as well. So I'll be actually going and approaching different dispensaries. Well, I already have started this, but different dispensaries, wholesalers, retailers, etc., contacting them and saying, hey, listen, we're going to have this many pounds of this strain, this many pounds of this strain, a bunch of extracts, you know, oil, RSO, CO2, whatever it is, and we have it for sale. And if you want to come and sample it, you can come on in. And essentially just, you know, getting our products out there and marketing, So that's really cool because I'm into that as well. Those are two of my passions, is business, marketing, and cannabis. So I'm really excited about that. It seems like there's a lot of room for growth within the company. And one last thing I want to leave you all with before I throw in a bit of comedy to end off this episode is I'm looking for a podcast partner, someone who has a solid interest in cannabis or the business side of things. You know, maybe we can do something like I'll be the cannabis guy and you can be the business guy, but something that kind of brings those two things together. I'm also really into humor and just kind of shooting the shit, kind of like a Joe Rogan style podcast. So if any of you fit the part, please feel free to hit me up. We can do it virtually, you know, digitally, or if you're anywhere near Northern California or Southern Oregon, we could link up and make it happen in an actual makeshift studio. But that's gonna wrap it up for this one, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. I really, really appreciate your attention, your ears. Thank you. If you haven't favorited my station yet, please hit that star button. It really helps out a lot. And if you are listening to me in podcast format on Apple or Android, please drop me a comment, leave a review, whether it's negative or positive. You know, I appreciate constructive criticism or even hate sometimes, you know, like it helps me grow and improve what I'm doing. So that's going to be it, guys. Thank you so much. Also, if you haven't checked out my YouTube yet, please hit the link below if you're an Anchor. I'm going to go ahead and throw it in there. It's just Hustle Cannabis. You could even search it if you wanted to. But that's really where I'm trying to put a lot of my energy, is into YouTube, because I love video as well. I'm going to leave you all with a classic Cat Williams comedy bit about smoking weed.
All I'm saying, you got to enjoy your motherfucking life. That's all the fuck I'm saying. Enjoy your goddamn life. Life is fucking short. Enjoy that shit. Some of y'all just need to smoke some weed and see if it don't help the quality of your motherfucking life. I know, I see some of y'all. Look, I understand. If you ain't smoking weed because you got a good job, then by all means, make your paper, boo-boo. But if you ain't got no job and you not smoking weed, I don't know what the fuck you are doing with your life. I really don't. I really don't. Don't give me that shit about it's a drug. It ain't no motherfucking drug. I done the research. It's just a plant. It just grow like that. And if you should happen to set it on fire, there are some effects. But that's not the same as drugs. Drugs, you got to do shit to it chemically. You got to add baking soda, water, stir it up. I don't know the recipe. I'm just saying. It's some shit you got to do to it. Well, why the fuck is it legal? I don't know. Aspirin is perfectly legal. But if you take 13 of them motherfuckers, it'll be your last headache. Long as you've been living, you ain't never heard of a motherfucker overdose on marijuana. You might have thought that nigga was dead. He ain't dead. He gonna wake up in 30 minutes, hungry enough to eat up everything in your house. That's the side effects. Hungry, happy, sleepy. That's it.